Hello, my name is Maria Agnes Solis. I'm Nicole's mom.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you a few questions. What was the scariest moment of your life?
The scariest moment of my life was when I was diagnosed with pancreatitis.
Could you, like, describe a little more into detail to that day?
Okay, that day I was at home watching television, and all of a sudden I started with this pain similar to when you have heartburn. But it wasn't going away. Instead, I was getting sicker and sicker to the point that I couldn't get up from bed. And it was excruciating pain. I called my husband and I said, okay, you have to come back. I'm in a lot of pain. I think we have to go to the hospital.
And so you went to the hospital, and what was that place that they sent you like?
I remember they sent me to this place in the hospital. I don't know, like in the basement. I felt isolated, cold, and there were a few people very sick down there, yelling and screaming.
Do you think that they sent you like to a place where they think they send most of their patients when they're gonna die?
Yeah, I felt like that, definitely. I didn't see other people that were better than us, you know? We were really sick. And I thought maybe, okay, they sent me here because I'm dying. That's what I was thinking at that time.
And so you went into the hospital, and then what happened?
Okay, we waited for a while. And then a nurse came in and gave me, she gave me something for the pain. I don't remember what it was. She asked me from 1 to 10, how is your pain? I said 10. It was really bad. So she gave me something for the pain. It helped a little bit. We waited for the doctor for a little while. And then when the doctor gets in the room, he asked me what was the problem. And I said, I have this pain like really bad. I don't know what it is. So he checked me and took some samples, blood and everything. And then we waited for another while. When he came back with the results, he said that I had pancreatitis. And I said, what is that? He says, it's when your pancreas gets swollen and stops working. And he said, if you don't get better in like about 3 hours, you're gonna die. Because there's no way to replace your pancreas or to do an implant of pancreas. So if it's bad, it's bad, you're done.
And what were your thoughts at that time when he just told you that you only had about 3 hours or so to get better?
I thought, okay, it's impossible. I can't die right now. I haven't finished what I have to do in life. I have 2 kids and a husband. You know?
And last, just looking back at that moment in your life, what do you think? Like, what are your thoughts now?
I think that I'm thankful with God because He gave me a second opportunity, and I'm blessed because I can see my kids grow and I can enjoy them every day of my life.
Thank you, Mom, for letting me interview you.
Thank you, honey.